I used to work for Amazon, and a couple of years ago, I started funding a donor advised fund, and I would use appreciated Amazon shares where I was likely going to pay, capital gains tax if I sold them. I donated them to the donor advised fund and took the full deduction as a charitable donation for the amount that I donated, and didn't have to realize that capital gain. So it just gives you more to then go contribute to a cause that you care about.
Hi, I'm John Yeager, and this is Bloodworks 101, the twice monthly podcast brought to you by your friends here at Bloodworks Northwest. It's designed to educate or inspire you to donate either time, money, or blood. I say that every episode. It's the money part today, though, that we're going to talk about. It's tax time again, and maybe you're like a lot of people this time of year who look for ways to support nonprofits and charities you believe in and get a tax deduction. Specifically, we're going to talk about donor advised funds, or DAFs. Experts say a DAF is like a charitable investment account for the sole purpose of supporting charitable organizations that you care about. The expert I spoke with is Gene Farrell, the president and CEO of a startup called Vanilla. He's also on the Bloodworks Northwest Board of Trustees. Now, here's just a little bit of Gene's bio from our website. With over 25 years of executive leadership experience driving transformation and growth across the consumer and technology industries, Gene is a recognized thought leader and innovator known for building disruptive new businesses for global brands. He was named a 2019 Innovator of the Year by the Puget Sound Business Journal. Gene joined Vanilla in 2021 after 4.5 years at Smartsheet, where he helped take the company public and scale the business from $100 million to over $500 million in revenue. Like I said, Gene Farrell is the CEO of a fintech startup called Vanilla. Fintech is a term that refers to the integration of tech into offerings by financial services companies to improve their use and delivery to consumers.
And Vanilla is building a software platform to make it easier for wealth advisors, investment advisors, to help their clients build and manage their estate plans. This is an area that's been kind of neglected in the software space. And so most estate planning is still done primarily by estate attorneys, and with really, really poor kind of hand tools is the best way to put it. So a lot of Excel, a lot of PowerPoint, and makes it really challenging for clients, to both attorneys and advisors, to really be able to understand and visualize their current estate plan and where their assets are going and who's going to benefit and how it's all going to work. And so we're trying to demystify that with technology.
And you've been on the board of directors for the board of trustees for Bloodworks for how long?
About a year and a half.
And what have you felt about that experience? What's that been like? Has it been an eye opener of sorts?
Well, it's actually been pretty fun, primarily because I think Kurt, the Bloodworks CEO, has a very kind of business minded approach to the board.
Gene's referring to Kurt Bailey, our president and CEO.
Many times you find with nonprofit boards that the focus is almost entirely on fundraising and how can you help drive donations. Where with Kurt, this was part of his pitch when I joined, was he's really trying to assemble a set of folks inside and outside the healthcare industry to really help him guide Bloodworks and make it a sustainable, thriving entity for the long term, to serve the community, right, to achieve the overall Bloodworks mission. And to me, that's really refreshing, because I feels like there's not enough of that kind of focus in nonprofits in general. And so I've actually quite enjoyed it. And there certainly are bumps in the road, and there's a lot of challenges given the coming through COVID and the kind of the reshuffling that needs to happen in that market, but yeah, I've really enjoyed my time so far.
Well, he's a mind at work, isn't he? I mean, because to have him as a CEO and president, and then to watch the way he analyzes challenges that come before us, I'm just really happy that he's our CEO and the guy in charge here.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're really lucky to have him. And I would tell you, as a CEO of a company, I also really enjoy connecting with Kurt and talking about kind of common challenges we have around running businesses. And yeah, he brings a unique perspective from his background, and I bring a different perspective because I have, you know, my only experience with the healthcare system is as a consumer. So
we're talking about charitable giving, and basically it's donor advised funds. Mm-hmm. What are some of the tools that you've used that you've seen clients of Vanilla employ to support their charitable giving?
Well, John, it really kind of breaks down into a couple different vehicles, and I know we're gonna focus on donor advised funds today. I'll briefly mention that many times clients will build an estate or a giving strategy into their estate plans. So they will actually think about, how do I allocate a portion of my assets or my life's work or a portion of income from a trust maybe that they've set up to go toward causes that they care about. And that's a fairly straightforward way to do it. But many times that results in a donation that happens after they've passed, or that's set up as part of that event. And donor advised funds are another vehicle that we see clients use, either as a tool within the estate plan or actually outside of the estate plan. And what's really cool about donor advised funds is that they give the person wanting to contribute to their charities a really simple and straightforward way to manage both the timing of their giving, but also to be able to simplify record keeping and how it all flows to those charities. So and in addition to that, it's also incredibly tax efficient.
Okay, now it's important to remember that we're not talking about ESG or environmental social governance funds here. That's the form of sustainable investing that considers environmental, social, and governance factors when judging an investment's financial returns and its overall impact. An investment's ESG score measures the sustainability of investment in those specific categories. And while ESG funds account for over $8.4 trillion in sustainable investing assets, they have become, like so many other things in our divided country, a polarizing issue. But Gene Farrell says that's not the case for donor advised funds. It's simply a matter of how you decide to invest in a charity or nonprofit.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And you know, there are a number of different financial institutions that offer a donor advised fund. Essentially, the way a donor advised fund works is it enables an individual or a family to donate a wide variety of assets. So you can donate public stock, you can donate cash, you can donate private stock, you can donate shares and partnerships. So you can, it really lets you allocate almost any type of asset to a donor advised fund. And then once it's in the donor advised fund, well, a couple of things. First, when you make that donation, the donation is actually tax deductible immediately. So for many folks that have assets that they're accumulating over their lifetime, you will have years or events in your life where you may have the sale of a business, or you know, maybe you're part of a company that goes public, or you have some stock options in your company that vest. And so you have this one-time income generating event that where you can pay a lot of taxes. And with the donor advised fund, you can actually allocate some of those assets in the same year to match up the timing to actually take the deduction for charity at the same time you're having the income event. So it's a nice tax management strategy. And then the other nice thing about it is, when you donate an asset that's appreciated, you don't have to pay the capital gains tax on that asset when you put it into the donor advised fund. So, for example, I used to work for Amazon, and a couple of years ago, I started funding a donor advised fund, and I would use appreciated Amazon shares where I was likely going to pay, you know, capital gains tax if I sold them. I donated them to the donor advised fund and took the full deduction as a charitable donation for the amount that I donated, and didn't have to realize that capital gain. So it just gives you more to then go contribute to a cause that you care about. The other nice thing about it is once the money's in the donor advised fund, you have a variety of options on how you can actually invest those funds. So in the scenario where you're maybe making a large donation into a donor advised fund to offset, you know, a big income year, you can then invest that. You don't have to donate it all right away. You can invest it, it'll grow over time. You never can get the money back. Once it's in the donor advised fund, it's always going to charity, but you can actually have it be somewhat sustaining and have a bigger impact by investing. And almost all the funds give you options on kind of like a mutual fund, right? You can pick different ways to invest the funds. Then when you're ready to actually donate, essentially you can direct the fund to give to any IRS qualifying charity, so any 501c corporation.
Like Bloodworks.
Exactly right. Exactly. And that's actually what we make annual donations to Bloodworks, and we do it through our donor advised fund. And what's really the other thing that I actually think is a feature, others might call it a bug, is with donor advised funds, the money has to go 100% to the charitable cause. So you can't use a donor advised fund to buy a trip in a charity auction or, you know, a wine tasting, something where you're getting a benefit. Not that those are bad ways to raise money, but with a donor advised fund, it's really every dime goes directly to the cause, which I think that's a great way to go.
While everybody's pretty much figured out their taxes for this year, it is one of those things where it's top of mind right now. And you sit there and you say, what did I do with my money in 2022? So what kind of advice do you have for those people who may, you know, they're waiting for the returns?
Yeah.
But they're thinking about what they want to do next year. It's never really too early to start this kind of approach, is it?
No, it never is. And, you know, I talked about the ability to make big donations when you're offsetting income. You can use a donor advised fund as just a really efficient way to give every year. You can make one donation to a donor advised fund and then spread it out to as many charities as you want. And the great thing about that is when you do it through the donor advised fund, you're never hunting down all the receipts, because everything is right there. You have the initial donation, and then when you actually distribute to charities, whether it's in that current year or future years, there's a full record within the donor advised fund as well. And you get actually way better reporting on where's my money going, because you see exactly how much you've given and the different causes that you went to.
Well, tax time for me is always hunting for those receipts when you just mentioned that. It's just like, you know, I try to be organized with them, but invariably there's a few, five or six. It's like, where did that one go? Where did that one go? And it's always a stress inducing time of year for people, you know,
for sure,
who go about, you know, trying to.
I everybody shares that, right? I have the same problem. And many times I will, you know, it's usually after we've filed our taxes that I'll find some receipt, or I'll remember, hey, wait a minute, didn't we give some money to that charity? And it just, it's hard to stay on top of it. So, you know, again, we give most of our donations go through our donor advised fund.
All right. So who offers these DAFs?
Yeah, DAFs. Boy, virtually any financial institution. I happen to use Fidelity, but I know Charles Schwab, Vanguard, Fidelity, almost any major investment bank or fund company offers some type of donor advised fund. And the great thing about it is you can go to their donor advised sites, and they have a tremendous amount of information on how it works, what they can do, how the reporting works. And they also have these great directories. So maybe you want to get involved, you want to give to charities, but you don't know actually how to find good places to put your money to work. Almost all of them offer a great directory. Now, of course, Bloodworks should be first on your list, but beyond Bloodworks, They offer a great directory of charities, both national and local, that will help you make sure you're identifying great ways to invest in the community.
Well, every time I open these podcast episodes, Gene, I say BloodWorks 101 is designed to educate or inspire you to donate either time, money, or blood. And, I mean, there it is. It's going to take some time to invest the money, but it really does help the blood supply in the end, doesn't it?
Totally. Totally does. And you know, the other thing that I think is another feature of a DAF is when you fund a DAF, I think it helps you actually be more generous, because you're not thinking about, oh, gee, where, you know, if I decide to make a bigger donation this month, what's, you know, where am I pulling it from, or that type of thing. You know, if you've got the money sitting in there and growing, I find at least it's easier to write a bigger check without even thinking about it.
Yeah. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you feel is important to add?
No, the only thing I would suggest is, you know, when folks sign up or decide to explore a DAF, you know, go through the sites, make sure you're really clear on the rules and what they can and can't take. It's really, they're very flexible. They can support, like I said, a lot of different assets. There are some limits where you can only put so much of your income into a DAF in any given year. I think it's capped at 50%. For the IRS, which is very generous, but I think, you know, understand the rules, and certainly, you know, I'm not a tax professional, so I would encourage people to talk to their tax professional if they want to learn more about specifics.
All right, hey, thank you so much. I appreciate this.
My pleasure, John.
Gene Farrell, President and CEO of the Finn startup Vanilla, and BloodWorks Northwest board member. And that just about wraps it up for this edition of BloodWorks 101. I'm your host, John Yeager. See you next time.